91X News.
It's -3 and overcast at 5 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Heron. The 401 is still closed between Mallory Town Road and Reynolds Road. The transport truck driver who died in the 30-vehicle crash yesterday has been identified. He is 45-year-old Ian Melville from Hamilton. He died in hospital. Kingston General Hospital received 29 patients from the scene who were exposed to the toxic chemical that spilled all over the road. Stirling Rodden police continue to investigate after a home was entered and 8 long guns and a crossbow were stolen on Tuesday. Police Chief Dario Cecchin says the guns were secured when the theft happened.
They were in a secure location at the time of the theft.
Cecchin could not say how the home was entered, but did add that the black Dodge Ram pickup that was seen at the time was reported by a person that had legitimate reasons to be in the area. Anyone with information is asked to call Stirling Rodden Police or Crime Stoppers. NDP leader Andrea Howarth wants to see hydro on the agenda once the legislature gets back from March break Monday. She is calling on Premier Wynne to give more details on the government's 25% hydro discount, which takes effect this summer.
Tomorrow marks 2 weeks since Premier Wynne announced that she's planning to sign Ontario onto a $40 billion borrowing deal. But so far, all we've seen is a press release and a bunch of spin.
The NDP has an alternative hydro plan. They want 30% slash from hydro bills. The NDP say that Wynne's discount is not enough to help people financially. A Canadian Kazakh man is one of 4 people charged with connections to the 2014 Yahoo hack. Toronto police say a 22-year-old man was arrested today in eastern Ontario. He was handed over to the RCMP. His arrest was at the request of U.S. authorities. FBI San Francisco Special Agent John Bennett on the Yahoo hack.
These hackers compromised the account information of at least 500 million users. They obtained unauthorized access into Yahoo's networks in 2014 and maintained access up into at least October of 2016.
The U.S. government officially accused Russia today of operating the biggest U.S. cyber attack to date. Bartov and 3 others have been charged with the breach. 2 were Russian security officers. They allegedly stole information from more than 500 million Yahoo account users. The U.S. is also busy before the travel ban kicks into effect. Immigration advocates went to a Maryland judge today asking for a temporary halt on President Trump's new travel ban. Omar Jawad of the American Civil Liberties Union says Trump's comments say a lot about what his executive orders are doing.
The government has never denied that President Trump's statements do manifest that animus towards a particular religion and towards adherence of that religion.
Trump's new travel ban starts midnight tonight. It isn't just Maryland. Washington State wants a hearing, and the Hawaii lawsuit is going to court. Hawaii Attorney General Douglas Chin arrived in a Honolulu federal courtroom today. Chin's lawsuit claims the ban harms Hawaii by highlighting the state's dependence on international travelers, its ethnic diversity, and its welcoming reputation as an Oahu state. That's QNET News on 91X. It is 5:05 and sports. The schedule has not yet been released for the next round of playoffs for the Wellington Dukes. They face the Coburg Cougars in the second round. 4 games tonight for the NHL. Pittsburgh visits Philadelphia. The Red Wings face the Avalanche. St. Louis visits Anaheim. 2 games tonight in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. North Carolina is up against the University of California. And Providence College takes on the University of Southern California. The Raptors have another night off. They go up against the Thunder tomorrow night at the ACC. The Blue Jays lost their game against Boston today, 5-4. The Jays play the Yankees tomorrow afternoon. The verdict is in for a Florida sports agent and baseball trainer. He is convicted of smuggling Cuban baseball players into the United States. Julian Estrada and Bartolo Hernandez were among several MLB players that testified. They outlined their defection from communist Cuba, also how they signed big free agent contracts. The prosecution evidence included false testimony stating that the players were from Mexico and Haiti at the time of their border crossing. And for weather. Right now, with the wind chill, it feels like -10. The snow is tapering off, but the wind will still stay steady at 30 kilometers right through the night. The low tonight will be -13. At 5:06, it's -3. QNET News, on the air, on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter. I'm Lindsay Heron, News on 91X, next at 6 o'clock.